Julian Morrow with you on RN Drive, and that is Disparate Youth by Santa Gold. And that takes us to Quebec, where the students are revolting. More than 100,000 students have been... No, 1,000 students have been arrested. Hundreds of thousands have been protesting in the last week against a rise in university tuition fees. The Canadian province has the lowest tuition fees in the country, but the Quebec government plans to increase fees by 80%, although that is over 7 years. There's widespread opposition to a controversial new government law called Bill 78, which students and others say stifles freedom of speech and association, and it's being challenged in the courts by the students with union backing. But... It's still being played out on the streets, right as Montreal enters the summer holiday season. And not surprisingly, the government is keen to not have hundreds of thousands of students boycotting classes and heading the streets as tourists descend on the city. For more on the protests, I spoke earlier to Montreal-based reporter Ethan Cox.
Shortly after that bill was passed, there was a demonstration on the 22nd of May where there were an estimated 400,000 to 500,000 people in the street, which, just to give you an idea, the population of Montreal is about 3 million. So we're talking about around a sixth of the population being in the streets of Montreal.
And there have been plenty of arrests as well.
Yes, there have been somewhere over 2,500 arrests since the beginning of the strike, most of which have not been connected to any crime, but were instances of a police tactic known as kettling, when the police will cordon off a large section of a protest, not allow anyone to leave, and then arrest everyone in the cordoned off section, which often includes bystanders and obviously predominantly peaceful protesters that have done nothing wrong. So in one evening, last week, there was actually 700 arrests between Montreal and Quebec City of peaceful protesters without any sort of provocation. It's been very disturbing all around in terms of the implications for civil liberties.
Now, many protests have their own particular trademark. I gather the casserole dish has played a big part in these protests. Can you explain why and how?
Sure. It may sound a little crazy, but it's a protest technique that was originated in Chile under the Pinochet dictatorship, where if people were to go out and have big protests in the streets, they'd basically be rounded up and killed. So in order to get around that and be able to protest the dictatorship, they would have what they called casserolazas, which was where at a specific time in the evening, everybody would go out on their balcony or outside of their front door and bang on pots and pans and make a big racket, but without putting themselves in a situation where they could be identified and targeted for it. So in Quebec, a specific protest that has evolved against Bill 78 and also in support of the student cause is these casseroles. People coming out of their front doors, banging pots, they'll sort of get together in their local neighborhood, often marching around, banging pots. And what it's led to is really a rebuilding of community in a lot of places.
If we can just get back to the fundamental issues in this discussion. What is the current system of tuition fees for Quebec students, and how is the government proposing to change it? And is there some sort of middle ground emerging between the parties?
The cost of a year's university tuition, including the ancillary fees in Quebec, is about $3,000. And now Charest is proposing to raise that by 75%, so an increase of $1,800 a year, which is obviously a very sharp and marked increase. And the important thing to understand is that in Quebec in particular, we have a very long tradition of student protests and student strikes against attempts to raise tuition to cut loans and bursaries, and they've almost always been successful in the past. So we have the lowest tuition in North America because as a society, we have collectively fought for that on several occasions in the past, although this strike now is the longest strike in the history of our province, and the premier has shown really no inclination to negotiate, no inclination to listen to the citizens who are on the street, and has instead tried to resort to this special law and mass arrests by the police to try and get the population to calm down.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think there might be some students in Australia who would want to go to Quebec even if the maximum increase goes through. But there have been some talks between the Quebec government and students. Has anything come of those, Ethan Cox?
Although there were encouraging noises earlier this week, the talks did break down today. The government had put an offer on the table of reducing the increase by about $150, which compared to $1,800 is really not not much of anything at all. And so the latest is that today the two sides have walked away and there is no resolution. And I just wanted to add very quickly, in terms of the issue of tuition, what people are fighting for here is not an idea that this amount is less than other places and they should be grateful. What they're fighting for is an idea that education is a social good, and that when we invest a dollar in educating our young people, we get $10 back from the higher taxes that are paid by university graduates. So what people here are saying is that we should have free or next to free university tuition because it's a solid investment in the future prosperity of our society.
From what you were saying before, Ethan Cox, certainly in some areas of Montreal and the numbers that have been turning out at the protests, it seems like there's a lot of public support for the student protests here. By contrast, how popular is the current government, and do you think that there's any prospect of the current government backing down in this fight?
Well, the current government's approval rating is at about 25% right now, which is obviously not very high. A number of polls have been done which show that the population is overwhelmingly opposed to Law 78, which is the special law to clamp down on protests. That one is quite universally opposed. And the population is split on the issue of the tuition hike itself, but the vast majority of the population, around 70%, will accept nothing more than an increase of tuition at the rate of inflation. So about 70% of the population disagrees with the hike on the scale that Jean Charest is talking about. As to whether the government will back down, I think at this point they really have to. It's gone beyond a student protest to a general social protest. And as I was saying, there are so many people in the street. And those people, they're not going to go home until they see Law 78 repealed and until they see some sort of a just solution to what's happening with the students. So up to this point, it's been very confusing to watch the government try and understand their strategy. Their special law has backfired spectacularly in terms of popular opinion. It seems as if everything they've done has really been the wrong thing. And to be honest with you, it seems to me that it looks now as if this is going to go on throughout much of the summer, because the government really hasn't shown any flexibility or any willingness to compromise at all.
Well, the French-Canadian plot truly does thicken. Ethan Cox, thank you so much for joining us with that update on RN Drive this evening.
Very happy to do it. Have a great day.
Ethan Cox, Montreal-based reporter there.